You know, we firmly believe that a woman should have the ability when she's facing either an unplanned pregnancy or a pregnancy where something has gone wrong, where maybe there might be a fetal anomaly, that in those difficult cases, a woman should be able to make the decision that is best for her and for her family. And supporting that kind of personal decision-making means that we need to make sure that reproductive health services are not only legal but also accessible. You know, for a woman who might have few financial resources, this is really going to limit her access to the safe and professional care that she needs.
So how is this amendment different from the Hyde Amendment that was passed in 1976, which already prohibits the use of federal funds to pay for abortions?
So the STUPAC ban is a radical proposal that really upends the status quo when it comes to abortion coverage in the United States. And the STUPAC ban goes much further than the Hyde Amendment ever has. And would actually restrict abortion coverage by private health insurance plans in a completely unprecedented manner.
Can you expand exactly how it will do that?
Sure. It literally would prohibit women from using their own private funds to purchase insurance coverage that covers the full range of reproductive health care, including abortion services. So even if a woman is completely paying with her own private money for her insurance plan, that could not be part of her benefits package.
Now, some have said that the amendment would disproportionately affect women in low-income communities. Do you agree or disagree with that notion?
The impact, unfortunately, is much broader than just low-income communities. It affects women in lower and middle-class categories. And this would really impact millions of women who today have this coverage as part of their insurance plan. You know, one of the core tenets of health care reform has been that if you are happy with your health insurance, you should be able to keep it. If the STUPAC ban remains part of health care reform, that will not be the case, and we will see millions of American women losing coverage that they currently have.
Now, from your perspective, is it worthwhile to keep the STUPAC amendment in this health care reform legislation if it means that a health care bill will finally be passed?
You know, we don't believe that a woman's health is ever something that we should be willing to compromise on. We are firmly committed to passing a health care reform package that includes access to the broad range of reproductive health care services, and we're going to really be fighting these next few weeks to make sure that comes to pass.